The Hispaniola was rolling scuppers under in the ocean swell. The booms were tearing at the blocks, the rudder was banging to and fro, and the whole ship creaking, groaning, and jumping like a manufactory. I had to cling tight to the backstay, and the world turned giddily before my eyes, for though I was a good enough sailor when there was way on, this standing still and being rolled about like a bottle was a thing I never learned to stand without a qualm or so, above all in the morning on an empty stomach. Perhaps it was this. Perhaps it was the look of the island with its grey, melancholy woods and wild stone spires and the surf that we could both see and hear foaming and thundering on the steep beach. At least, although the sun shone bright and hot and the shorebirds were fishing and crying all around us, and you would have thought anyone would have been glad to get to land after being so long at sea, my heart sank, as the saying is, into my boots. And from the first look onward, I hated the very thought of Treasure Island.